The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, it's Thursday. It's 6 o'clock. That means it's time to go live with Fried on Business. We've got a great show. Wanda's here flying. Hey, Wanda's helping me out today. Wanda Miles. Hey, Wanda.
You've got your finger on what?
Hey, now. Slow down there.
Okay.
The pulse of business
That's
in Miami.
What it is. I got it.
Yeah, I wrote that a number of years ago. Hey, we got a great show today. We've got Jose Maria Serrano. He's our CCIM voice today. We've got Robert McCauley, great. I've got one of those interesting names. He's with Carlton Fields. So we're going to talk about doing business in and from Brazil. And then, of course, Tarek Maddox will close out the show in the fourth quarter talking about how to stay fit this summer. I know we've got a call in. Wanda, give me the call in. Who do we got on the line there?
Jim, it's Alan with the Marlins Foundation. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing well. Wanted to call in and share some exciting news about our upcoming event.
Oh, yeah.
The Fishing Tournament on May 21st here at Marlins Park.
Oh, yeah. I talked over you, but we're talking about fish and chips that's going to be out May 21st at Marlins Park. What time of the in the evening is that?
This year's event is at 6:30, and similar to last year, it is filled with Marlins players, alumni, casino games, and a variety of different activities going on that evening.
Oh, listen, I love it. Last year I went, I made a mistake. I didn't bring my autograph ball. I'm bringing it this year. I spent at least a half hour talking with Mike Redmond. What a great laid-back guy. Spoke to some of the young pitchers, some of the alumni. It was just a great event. David Sampson, I got to tell him how much I was enjoying everything, enjoy the ballpark. So it's a great time for people to meet the team, meet the executives, meet people they read and hear about. But more than that, it's a great way to give money to the community through the Marlins Foundation. What do you guys do?
Definitely. So, as you know, we focus in the areas of education, the arts, and baseball. This event is primarily focused and raised money for RBI, which is Reviving Baseball in the Inner Cities. It's a youth program offering children ages 13 to 18 the opportunity to play baseball. So every dollar raised at this event goes towards raise money for that program.
Well, your phone's a little choppy, so let me summarize. So this is helping raise funds specifically for RBI, Reviving Baseball in the Inner Cities. And gosh, that's important down here, seeing as how we bring such great people to Major League Baseball from our area all the time. And how is this helping you reach the kids?
This event allows us to continue the programming. Last year, our RBI team made it to the World Series. As a result, this program has grown exponentially, and it'll grant additional funds so we can continue to grow these programs.
Well, listen, I'm looking forward to it. Again, it's Thursday the 21st, so that's 2 weeks. People still have time to buy tickets. I guess they can buy tickets at Marlins.com?
Correct. Marlins.com/fishandchips, or they could call in at 305-480-2550.
You got to go a little slower because your phone was breaking up, and I need you to speak slower because we've got some Mets fans that listen to the show. You need to go slower for them.
Sure. Marlins.com/fishandchips or 305-480-2550.
Hey, I really want to thank you for calling in. I'm looking forward to going to the event. It's my favorite thing you guys do every year, other than winning ball games, of course. And I'm really proud to be helping baseball in our community. So thank you so much for calling in. Looking forward to seeing you out there, and I'm buying my ticket as soon as I get off the phone.
Awesome. Look forward to seeing you then.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll be right back after this short break. We've got our CCIM voice, Jose Maria Serrano. We're going to talk about why you need to use and be a CCIM. Let's make business right after this.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. You know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
You know, I miss having you on the show, Wanda. And hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's, of course, no knock on Big D. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. It's always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. You're on.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with Freed on Business. And as always, the first Thursday of the month brings us our CCIM voice, and a high five to Frank Rodriguez for putting that title out there. I really enjoy it, and it's one we're going to embrace and use. This week's CCIM voice is Jose Maria Serrano, CCIM. He's the owner broker of New Miami Realty. He's with the Miami Association of Realtors, RPAC chairman. He's also the Commercial Realtor of the Year in 2013. I guess that they gave you that because you did some deals.
And not only that, not only they gave me that for doing some deals, they gave me that for giving back to the community and working with other realtors. Well, and the Miami Association was our family, CCIM family.
Well, that's what it's all about. Wanda's cheering you. Wanda's giving you a high five for
that. Thank you, Wanda.
Now, Jose, let's talk a little bit about the CCIM, New Miami Realty Independent Office.
Yes, it's an independent office. We own it with my brother. We've been in business for 15 years. And we got into the business just because we got a license. And then after we got the license, we decided, what are we going to do with this license? And then we got some friends and started doing some deals. And everything that we did became a commercial deal more than residential deal. So we decided not to go into the painting and the colors and the walls and how beautiful it is and the schooling, but also mostly in the what the returns are, how people are investing, how people want to do this. And we did a lot of land deals in Calle Ocho back in the days. And we were recognized, then we'd make some mistakes like everybody else, and we're here.
Well, it sounds to me like the real reason you joined and got your CCIM is because it helped you break through and get away from the people that were worried about what color the drapes were and get you talking to business people doing commercial deals. Although, if you're doing some lease representation, you may have to talk about drapes.
Yes. Not only that, but also I tell you, one of the biggest things that I found in CCIM is – it's the education. But why the education? I'm an instructor, Florida instructor, and instructor of Florida realtors too. And one of the things that I always think is that when you are educating yourself, you don't need to just learn the skills of the trade, but how to explain them in their layman terms so that people can understand them. It's not because people are dumb or people don't want to understand. It is just how you do it. and how you explain a cap rate or internal rate of return. What does it mean for you? And that's what CCIM gave me.
Yeah, you see, the most important thing is, and we live here in Miami where we'll all just call it multilingual, is that real estate is all about the language. The most difficult and important part of real estate is learning the language. When I have a young person that starts with me in my firm, I always tell them the first thing that they need to learn is the terminology, because you can say one thing and it means one thing to one person and another thing to another person. So you really need to understand the terminology, and I guess that's what you're talking about.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. You cannot say just CNBCs or whatever it is, whatever term that you use. If you don't explain it, maybe somebody's taking it wrongly. Maybe somebody's taking it on the wrong way.
So you found then that CCIM helps you build your business.
Yes, it helped me a lot to build my business by giving me a playing field to work with the bigger guys in the market, not only by the education, but also by the networking. Now I can talk to a lot of people that I was not able to reach in the past by being an independent broker without the CCIM.
One of the things that I love about the CCIMs, and you touched about it, is being part of that network, because the CCIMs, they have, I don't want to say internal pocket deals, but there are certain websites that the CCIMs have that you can go to that you can trade ideas and trade deals. And I've always found that to be a great advantage of being a CCIM.
Yeah, one of the good things about CCIM is that we are an open family. So like in our board of directors, it is open for anybody to come. But yes, those deals are there. And yes, you're going to work with people that talk the same language. And to say the same language, I'm very happy to be able to talk to people who understand my same language. But if they don't get it, or if they don't understand it, I'm very happy to explain it to them. And that's what CCIM gives you.
Now, we've talked a little bit about the CCIM. Let's talk just for a couple minutes about how you see the market. What do you think is going on in the market? And I'm not talking condos or commercial. I'm just talking in general. What's your feeling? What's your finger on the pulse tell you?
Well, my finger on the pulse is I've been reading a lot in this couple of days because a lot of news have come in the news feed lately. One of the things that I see is that even though unemployment is very low, interest rates are low, a lot of things are trading. Banks are begging us to do deals. So the market is hot, but are they good deals in the market? That's what is very difficult to analyze right now, because there are some properties in the market that are not giving you the returns that people are looking for.
So, but you said to me, the key word in what you said was analyze. And I'm going to go back to the CCIM, because the CCIM gives you that briefcase of tools so that you can analyze the deal and tell people what's good and what may not really fit their desires.
The tools that we have are the best tools in the market, really, because once you put your numbers, you fit your numbers in our technology, in our tools, there's going to be something that you can really explain to people and that you can really give good ideas of how you are going to invest, because we're not telling people you have to invest in that. This is what we're giving you, is this is the direction the market is going, and this is the direction where our projections are going to be on the market. So those tools are very important for us to be able to analyze and be able to understand the market and make people understand the market.
Now, I want to talk just for about a minute. We only got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about your role and your relationship with the Miami Board of Realtors, Miami Association of Realtors. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I've been a member of the Miami Association of Realtors for a very long time. I was on the Board of Governors for like four years. And right now I'm the ARPAC chairman. What's ARPAC? It's our political ARP. Of the association. What do is we defend our business. We defend the way of conducting business. A couple of things that had happened in the past few months is sales on commercial leases, sales tax on commercial leases. So one of the things that we're the only state in the nation that still have it, and we've been fighting for this. The other thing that just happened is the 1031 exchanges. It's a little bit in-depth, but we're defending the 1031 exchange so you have more money to be able to do your investments and pay less taxes, or not pay the taxes now, just defer the taxes. So talk to a CCIM, call them, or call one of us. You can go to flccim.com. and find one of us, and we will be able to talk about all these things and more detail. I know the time in radio is very quick, I was prepared for like 2 hours of talking, and I'm realizing that we're running out of time.
Well, then how do people find you if they want to hear about the other thoughts that you had to share?
Listen, the best way to contact me is to call me at my cell number, 305-283-0492.
Hold on. Go slower, because remember, we've got Jets fans out there listening too.
Okay, it is 305-283-0492. Or you can go to my website. It's very easy, www.newmiamirealty.com. That's N-E-W, miamirealty.com.
Now, you like how I didn't say Mets fans, right?
Yeah. It changed a little bit.
All right. Well, listen, I really appreciate having you here on the show. We really love having the CCIMs. They provide a public service to our listening audience. They provide a business service to the community. And like you said, part of it's all about being part of their social network and their business network. I want to thank you so much, Jose Serrano, for coming in today and giving us your feedback and input on what a CCIM can do for somebody in the real estate business.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Hey, Wanda, it's all yours. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk about business in Brazil with Carlton Fields shareholder Robert McCauley. Back after this.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head. Couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show contestant with a parting gift. I cannot believe my eyes.
Thank you. All right, Wanda, you're trailing me out. Does that mean you're time for me to do my Warren Henry?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to do that then. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
Get out to Marlins Park on May 15th for happy hour at the Budweiser Bowtie Bar for $1 KMB Franks and $4 domestic drafts from 5:30 to 7. Then see your Marlins take on the Braves at 7:10. Purchase the 70s Night Package for just $25 to get a game ticket, a 70s Night t-shirt, and meet Greg Brady of the Brady Bunch. And enjoy a post-game fireworks show presented by Bacardi. Visit Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We're still waiting for Bob McCauley to get here. So Jose's been really terrific. He's going to stick around, and we're going to talk a little bit about Little Havana. But before I do, I want to give a big shout out to my friend Jim up in Fort Lauderdale sending me the text. I want to thank you, Jim, for sending me the text. You're a terrific dude. Keep on texting. Keep on listening.
Wait, what did the text say?
It said, really enjoy the CCIMs. Keep having them on. Love their information.
Nice.
That's right, Wanda. He didn't say anything about you. Sorry.
All right,
Jose. So let's do it. You gave me a little tip there. You talked about how you brokered some deals out on Calle Ocho. I was over at the Ball and Chain just the other night for the ULI event. High five to Jason Katz for putting that all together. And I took all these great I really did, took all these great pictures of Little Havana at sunset. I got to tell you, what's going on there is an absolute miracle. Well, not really a miracle if you follow how Miami grows, but it's really a great thing to be a part of. Tell me, okay, Wanda, you're a babe. Jim just texted me, Wanda, you're a babe.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, hey. Now, Jose, tell me what's going on in Little Havana, because it seems to me like the deals may be done there, and unless they upzone it, there's nothing left to do.
Well, listen, let's go back a little bit in history. What we did is we assembled a lot of land, and back like 7 years ago, it was very difficult to assemble land because nobody wanted to sell, nobody wanted to do anything. Then the market started going crazy, and prices went up to $100 square foot, $150 square foot. And then we realized that that was going to be a very crazy thing. So we assembled a lot of land, never built. Now when we go to Little Havana and we see these buildings coming up, like the 19 and 20, they're building like 160 units. Now you go down on the left-hand side on 13 and 8, they're building, there's something that a Venezuelan group of bought from us. Now they're going to build probably a hotel. Now the 22nd, Henry Torres built a
I want to buy from you. Stop telling everybody about the thing. I want to buy from you. So,
well,
so
this is the question is this. Is it a deal there in Little Havana to do today? Yes, if you have money. We're not as crazy as Wynwood, and we're not as crazy as the other parts in Little Havana, but there are a lot of price increases, and
well,
they increase by the hour.
Well, all I could say is that I love Little Havana. I've said this summer, Little Havana is the next Brickell, the next Key Biscayne, the next everything. I think Little Havana's got some great opportunities. The thing I like most about Little Havana is that there's the ability to really live a wonderful lifestyle, but be 3 minutes from your job in downtown Miami and do it at a price that still can somewhat make sense, but that's starting to change too.
Yes.
So,
yes, indeed.
So what I want to do is I actually want them to keep the way that the zoning is. I want it to stay pretty much the same. You can go high in some places, not so high in others. I want them to keep the character. If that means that you can't tear down your fourplex and build 22 units, so be it. Charge the people that live there like there's 22 units, and you'll see that it'll become South Beach. I really think that that's going to start looking more like South Beach in the next few years.
I believe so. There are a lot of groups trying to do a lot of things, but good things. I mean, you gotta keep certain character on certain things, like accents. You cannot take care of your accent or get rid of your accent. You have to have an accent. Otherwise, you're not defining who you are. And that's what I think Little Havana is going to be for forever. It's going to be a place with an accent, a good accent.
I love it. I mean, you know, every major city has its close-in neighborhoods that are special. And we need ours. Orlando has Winter Park. We have, Wanda likes Winter Park. Wanda likes Winter Park. It's Hyde Park in Tampa. Jacksonville, it's the south side of the river. I forget what they call it. Five Points in Atlanta, Buckhead in Atlanta. My land's a little bigger. Dallas, I think it's Highland Park. So Brooklyn in New York. So every place has its nice historic neighborhoods. They're all being redeveloped. And I think that you need to, as you said, Jose, keep the character there. Jose, what do you think that is missing in Little Havana that somebody needs to bring?
What I think is missing in Little Havana is to finish the projects that were not done
in the last cycle.
In the last cycle, and once that happens, security is going to come with it. More income is going to come to it. So a lot of more this character that is built there is going to have more economic impact on the whole city. So I think that what we need is to finish the projects.
Yeah, I agree with you. I drive up and down there, and I look at the holes in the ground, the scraped off lots, and I want to say my heart breaks because I know what could potentially go there. And I really think that if done the right way by people like Astor and other developers that are out there right now, that it really can be a Western gateway to the city. And if you sit there in the middle of Flagler or 8th Street and look into downtown Miami as the sun goes down, you can't help but have your breath taken away. And really, the street to do it on is Gallocho. You stand there, you go to the Ball and Chain. Oh, heck, I'll give them a plug all day. Ball and Chain, it's right across from the Domino Park. You go in there, it's right across from the beautiful theater they have on there. What's it, the Beacon Theater?
Beacon Theater. There are a lot of good dynamics, like the restaurants in Little Havana, the restaurants in Calle Ocho especially. We have 19 and 6, right in front of the project that we were talking about, 1908, there's one of the best Mexican restaurants in town. There's next to it, there's another very dynamic restaurant that is like an Oriental type of restaurant. And they just opened like a new bar, very bohemic bar, very nice place. So there's a place to hang out without being in the Brickell area and a little bit out of the Brickell area.
It's more street level. It's more you can touch and feel this area. And the thing that I really liked about it was that you walk up and there's real art galleries with real artists that are there active. They were painting when I walked by, beautiful stuff. And it's not just Little Havana centric. It's really Florida. And I think that where these people are coming from, I know where they're coming from. They're coming from Wynwood. They came from the design district. They went to Wynwood. They got priced out Wynwood. They wanted to go up to Little River. They found out Little River wasn't necessarily for them. They wanted more of a Latin feel, so they went over here.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. There's beautiful bones in that neighborhood.
And if you go around, there are beautiful homes, still beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. Homes. People don't realize the homes that are back there between the roads in Little Havana, right off of Cayo Ocho, are some of the nicest homes in Miami. Just think that if you were Mr. Big and you had an office in downtown Miami, your home was either north up in the Morningside area or west here in what we now term as Little Havana. It's just amazing.
It is amazing. A lot of I think is in between 12 and 13 and avenues, and like I was gonna say like 8 and 9, there are $1 million houses.
Oh yeah.
And they're untouched. They're like very nice, very well kept. Very beautiful neighborhood.
And the thing I like most of all is that they've got that mature foliage, the big trees, the big shade trees, all the great stuff that's back there. It's shaded. It's got personality. It's got dynamism. It's growing. There's a trend behind it now. In fact, when I was at the Ball and Chain, there were people driving by asking what was going on in there. Is there a band? Which that indicates to me, those are tourists. Tourists walking up and down. They walked up and down. They were drinking. They were eating. They had bags. They were shopping.
Yeah, now going back to my CCIM, walkability. Walkability is fantastic. I mean, it's very difficult to recreate walkability because you have the pathways to walk. You have a lot of good things. We need a little bit more security. We need a little bit more people coming to this event. But you can walk anywhere. You can park your car around and just walk. And that's a very nice feel.
You know, you were saying you need more security. I don't know. I think it's pretty secure right now. I felt safe the whole time. And I saw the police up and down the street on both walking and driving. And right next to Ball and Chain, the people were coming up. And, the police weren't doing their job on this. They were parking in the no parking zone. But they were doing that because they wanted to get the guy's ice cream. There's it's a great ice cream store there. There was like 5 people waiting when I pulled up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, there's a good, vibrant economy coming to Little Havana.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank Jose Marie Serrano. I see she got that Latin surname there in the middle.
Sir.
It always throws me. Jose, I want to thank you for sticking around and doing an extra segment with us. We were going to talk about business in Brazil. The attorney from Carlton Fields has not been able to join us, but after the spin around the dial, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I'm seeing in the market, and as the market's changing, what you're going to see, what you're going to look for. We'll talk condos, we'll talk retail, we'll talk office, we'll talk industrial, we'll talk residential. We'll do all that talking right after I'm done talking now and hand it over to Wanda and say, Wanda, it's all yours. Jose Serrano, thanks so much for coming in today and representing the CCIM strong.
Thank you very much again.
All right, back
thank
after
you.
This. Wanda, it's yours.
It's hard to work some days for 14 hours. And you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for Minnie, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Robert Dean Fairness. Thanks so much for giving us a high five on LinkedIn, Robert. And hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, you only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Bascom Palmer Eye Institute. For 11 years in a row, Bascom Palmer has been named the nation's best eye hospital by U.S. News and World Report. Bascom Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures each year in Bascom Palmer Centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, and Plantation, soon in Naples, are home to the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic techniques available not only for LASIK, but for every type of eye care, so you can feel confident you'll get the results you're looking for. Visit BascomPalmer.org/LASIK to learn more today.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
Got an accident with the left lane block on the MacArthur Causeway westbound at 95. Also a crash on Okeechobee Road at 116th Way. An accident has traffic slow on the Palmetto Expressway eastbound at 95. Slow traffic Fort Lauderdale 95 northbound between Oakland Park Boulevard and Cypress Creek Road. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Wanda, you did not give me the signal, so I didn't know that it was time to start. But I'll start now because I got the signal. Hey, you know UHealth, it's the University of Miami Health System. They bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And everyone knows by now, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. Now I'm going to go off script. I want to thank the people at UHealth, starting all the way at the top with Dean Pascal Goldschmidt and his assistant Maggie, because the two of them have really been making my life a lot easier. What have they done? They treat my life like gold. You know, by now, most people know that my wife is suffering from end-stage kidney disease, and UHealth, they've helped her with her dialysis. They've helped keep her going. And now what UHealth is doing is helping her get a transplant. So the people, the blessed angels at UHealth and the transplant center they have over at Jackson with UHealth are an amazing facility. They bring amazing things to our community every single day. If you need some health care, the people at UHealth, they're compassionate. So, discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000. For the Jets fans, I'll go again, 305-243-4000. Or visit UHealthDiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
All right, I feel good and I feel nice. I'm disappointed that we didn't get our guys on from Carlton Fields. We'll reschedule with them and that'll all work out. But hey, what does that mean? That means you get all gym now. And all gym, hey, that's always entertaining. So I want to talk a little bit about what I see is going on in the marketplace today. And why don't we start with office space? Office space is hot. You know, I see a lot of people now, they're moving their offices out of Brickell and into places like Coral Gables and Coconut Grove. Why? Because Brickell is now becoming what Mike Fay on a show called a donut. You know, you stay there. You do everything there. You can't really go out. You can't really get back in. And most of our neighborhoods are starting to turn into donuts like this. So the real solution that the people that are the partners in the law firms are looking and finding, and accounting firms and every other type of business that's on Brickell, they're moving closer to where they live. In fact, everybody's moving closer to their office, closer to where they work. So the big trend is that Brickell may finally start getting more offices, bigger offices, and the people in Brickell will start living near their office, working near their office, I mean, playing near their office, buying food and groceries and just doing everything near their office. My gosh, you got all those great hotels coming too. They're going to provide an amazing lifestyle for the people that live there. Now, so we understand what's going on with office. There's not office. You can't build office right now because you still can't make the numbers work. So what does that mean? That means it's time to renew your lease. Because if you don't renew your lease now, prices are just going to go up and it'll be tougher and tougher for you to find a space that matches your needs. So if you're looking for office space, make sure you go out and you renegotiate your lease or get a new lease. You get it done now. If you need some help doing that, you can give me a call at 305. For the Jets fans, I'll do it again. 305-938-8639, and I'm happy to, you know, that's my direct dial at the office. I'm happy to refer you to some of my friends that do the office tenant rep stuff. But now's the time. Get off the bench. If you're going to do a lease, if you only got about a year, year and a half left, lock it in now because rates are only going to go up. So if you're in office space, looking for office space, want to buy office space, now's the time to move. And if you're a developer, good luck to find a site to build office space, because I've been looking for one in South Florida in a couple of the good markets that I want to build in for almost a year, and I just can't find one that makes the numbers work. I guess I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and see if I can do a deal where I got to get $100 a foot in retail rent on the ground floor. So let's talk about that for a minute. You know, retail's really happening. Retail's really hot. The guys and gals that are doing the ground floor leasing in areas like Brickell and Wynwood, well, they know what's going on. They know that the market's only getting hotter, and that where people used to say that the ground floor retail and all these condos and office buildings was an afterthought and not something that they want to be a part of because it's not their perfect configuration, well, heck, that's out the window now. They don't care. They just want to be there. They want to be where their customers are, and the high-end customers are coming into all these neighborhoods, and you're seeing complete repositioning, a complete redevelopment, a complete evolution of what's going on here in South Florida. And the best indication of that is they didn't even think that the first Publix on Brickell Avenue would ever make sense. Well, ha-ha to that. You couldn't even get through there. You couldn't even get through their areas. So, well, hold on a second. We have our folks from Carlton Fields. They've just shown up. Jose, you're out of here. Let's bring on our friends from Carlton Fields. Are they back there? Yeah, is he out there? How long has he been sitting out there, Wanda? Bob McCauley, nobody told me you were out there. Sit down. Let's go. All right. Well, Wanda,
I got wrapped up in the show in here.
Yeah, all right. All right. Well, we've got Bob McCauley. He's a shareholder with Carlton Fields, Jordan and Burke. He's the practice leader representing U.S. and international firms doing business transactions right here in Florida. Bob, welcome to the show.
Okay. Glad to be here. Sorry about the confusion. Checked in and then got wrapped up in work waiting for the call to come in.
So. Well, I hope that you were billing at least three people at that time.
One at a time. No problem.
All right. So, Bob, let's just start right away. And Wanda, we'll just put Tarek on again next time. We'll do Bob a couple times right here. Folks that were looking to hear Tarek Maddox on how to work out in the summer, we'll have Tarek on next week. But Bob, so tell me a little bit about what's been going on. We all know the Brazilians have been coming here for years. I've seen them walking around with their shopping bags. What's changed?
Well, Miami has now, I think, moved to the next level of being a world-class first-tier city. So that while you have plenty of Brazilians coming to shop, you have more and more buying high-end properties, moving here to live, investing, and folks that in the good old days, very wealthy business people, investors that would not have wanted to be in Miami if they're in the high society in São Paulo, they would want to say, well, I'm in New York, I'm in London or Paris, those level cities. Miami is now considered within Brazil to be a top-tier city, and if you've got a nice apartment in Miami, you are somebody. So that's the big change. When I came to Miami in 1983, when there were two tall buildings downtown and a couple condos on Brickell from the good old days, that was back then the serious Brazilians would go to New York, and Miami was just a Sun Belt city with some Cubans. And of course, Miami's been completely transformed into the head of the capital of Latin America, and the Brazilians are the biggest factor.
Now, what does a Brazilian that's coming to Miami need to look out for? Because I know that in our firm, we don't even do business outside the country because we want to learn, we want to know the ground rules, and we don't want to spend years learning them. How do Brazilians come to Miami and feel comfortable?
Well, right now, they have to find someone that they can talk to that can help them. And, of course, that's one of the things we specialize in, something I've been doing for many years. And but you need to have someone that knows the rules and how things work. And my specialty is to be basically the gatekeeper, the quarterback, the manager for relationships when people come here. My personal specialty is corporate and securities law, investment structures, and that sort of thing. But it's evolved into real estate. I supervise a lot of major real estate projects, although the nitty-gritty of the title policies and checking out the boilerplate of agreements and condo docs and that sort of thing, we have experts at our firm that handle that. I handle more of the big pictures, but you need someone that can basically tell people, here's what you need. You know, you need to you need to have the quarterback to run the show, to get all the players on the team. A team for an investor from Brazil would need – you would need someone to handle the real estate work, immigration, if someone wants to actually move here. Tax is critical. If you do the right tax structure, you can save a lot of money, and there's a lot of benefits that foreigners can get when they invest the right way. You also have to watch out for the pitfalls on the tax side because the U.S. estate tax is horrendous. An American gets a $5.4 million exemption per person, $10.8 million for a married couple. But a foreigner gets $60,000, so you need to put your real estate investments in a corporate form that'll protect you.
Now, the dollar strengthened against a lot of currencies in Latin America. That's kind of put a damper on it. So is some currency repatriation or export rules. So what are you seeing the impact of the stronger dollar doing with, I'd say, here in America, but there also must create opportunities in Brazil?
Right. The amount of Brazilian investment coming to the United States is lowering just because the exchange rate is about 3-1, 3 reais for $1, whereas back when our market was in the dumps, 2009, 2010, it was about 1.6, 1.7. So the dollar is almost twice as strong as it was at that time. And a lot of savvy Brazilians bought up properties with cash when they were riding high, and they bought some properties at very low dollar prices plus the dollar now is more reais. But right now, there are opportunities to invest into Brazil if you have the stomach for evaluating the risk and figuring out what's going on. Because down in Brazil, if you're an investor, you have to worry about things you don't worry about here, given the taxes rules are extremely complex down there. You have infrastructure issues. You have corruption issues, a legal system that you can't trust as well as you can here. But if you really do your homework and deal with reputable people, you can do well down there.
Well, if I'm a Brazilian and I'm coming to Miami and I'm looking for a quarterback, you said you can fill that role. Does your firm offer somebody that plays quarterback down in Brazil?
Yep. Well, actually, we do. I mean, I've done a little of that, but we now have a new Brazilian attorney, Giovanni Biscardi, who was the managing partner of Machado Meyer's Rio office. Machado Meyer, one of the big top firms in Brazil. And Giovanni used to work with, when he was an associate, got an LLM at George Washington. He's now a member of the New York Bar. And I do admire someone that can pass the New York Bar in his second language. That's a pretty strong accomplishment. The certain Americans have a hard time with the New York Bar, which is a lot harder than a Florida Bar. Anyway, Gio worked as a young associate with Dennis Ollie, the head of our group, many years ago. Went back to Brazil, became a top dog with, you know, bilingual, knows both legal systems. As I said, New York Bar, U.S. lawyer, Brazilian lawyer. And he's handled a lot of big M&A deals and investment deals in Brazil, representing primarily foreigners investing in Brazil, U.S. funds, Chinese funds, and companies. And he came to realize that he can do the same thing that he's doing down there, but from the much higher quality of life in Miami. And so he's right next door to me on the 40th floor in the Miami Tower, and we work together on what we call the Brazil desk. And so he's more from from here to there. I'm more from there to here, but we both do similar things and work together.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk to Bob. He's a shareholder at Carlton Fields, Jordan and Bert. Anybody who's waiting to hear Tarek, we're going to roll Tarek back a little because we had a little bit of a scheduling glitch today. Bob, can you stay with us a little bit longer?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about some of the deals that Bob has worked on that are an example of some of the pitfalls that you can prevent when you're doing business in Brazil and Brazilians doing business here. Back after this. Well, Wanda, you are certainly cranking it up there. And, you know, we like to crank it up here with our friends from Warren Henry. You know, Warren Henry, it's always good business to do to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, in fact, I've leased a bunch of Infinities from them, I knew each time I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you too will get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Get out to Marlins Park on May 15th for happy hour at the Budweiser Bowtie Bar for $1 KMB Franks and $4 domestic drafts from 5:30 to 7. Then see your Marlins take on the Braves at 7:10. Purchase the 70s Night Package for just $25 to get a game ticket, a 70s Night t-shirt, and meet Greg Brady of the Brady Bunch. And enjoy a post-game fireworks show presented by Bacardi. Visit Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Wanda has nodded, which means my mic is live again. We're here with Bob McCauley. Bob, is it Robert? Bob? Rob?
What is Bob.
It? Bob, you like that?
Or, yeah, Roberto, as they say in Portuguese. That's
oh,
right.
You like there that, you, huh? Right, you like you that. You speak a little Portuguese. You sure don't look like you speak Portuguese.
Well, I get by, okay, yeah. It's very helpful. Portuguese and Spanish are my two.
Now, how's it going on down there with it's the Olympics coming, right? That must throw some real good business opportunities.
Well, there are some, although there's sort of still the hangover from the World Cup. And the Brazilians, the people are not real animated about the Olympics. It's something they have to do.
Yeah. They're going to fix the water?
The water, I don't know. I saw the dead fish on TV and Brazil last week. They'll find a way to pull it together. They know how to put on a party, and it's not going to be perfect, but they will find a way. But the people are much more concerned about the overall economy and you know, inflation and lack of growth, and it's just
it doesn't sound like you're painting a real good picture for doing business there.
Well, but you know, when the dollar is at 3-1 and you can buy up properties very cheaply, Brazil's an agricultural powerhouse. One of the big things that's one of the things that really is going on there, and the clients of mine that are still in a good mood are those in the agricultural business, exporting beef, exporting soybeans, because they've got you know, huge resources, huge production, and they sell in dollars, so they can export to the U.S. And euros are also stronger, certainly, than the real, although the euro's gone down a bit. So, you know, Brazil's not all bad. They've got a long...
Well, how about political stability? You know, a lot of people like to invest in the United States. There's money that comes out of Latin America. We don't pick a particular country that comes up here because they like the stability of America and a lot of other reasons, which may not be readily apparent or at least openly discussed. But what about the political stability in Brazil? You see that there's, you know, ups and downs there.
Yeah, no, the president was reelected under dubious terms. Basically, if what she had done was done as a CEO, she'd be in jail for fraud when it comes to all the artificial measures done to keep prices down.
Well, they're socialists, aren't they?
Yeah, they're hardcore. They're hardcore down there.
These, I mean, she was like a revolutionary,
well, yeah,
right?
I mean, to do the analogy to the U.S., don't want to get into too much politics here.
But we don't talk politics,
no,
but
exactly.
this does frame the business.
She was, to frame it, I mean, we had the Weathermen and the SDS here back in the day.
Yeah.
She was a leader of the Brazilian arm of that. She spent time in jail. They robbed banks and kidnapped people.
Jesus.
She was on the Bill Ayers team in Brazil.
Yeah. Wow.
But
wow.
She claims to have reformed. But still, you know, it's hard to she maybe have that mentality, but Brazil is such a big, diversified country. In Venezuela, you control the oil industry. You know, you've got it covered. In Brazil, you can't do that. There's too much power in too many different regions, too many different industries. And so there are institutions that push back. The Congress right now is pushing back. But, you know, Brazil is going to be always, I think, a big partner for Miami. Coming and going, they do poorly, they do well. We're going to do well working with them.
So I'm a Brazilian, I'm on a plane, I've got my money or my ability to transfer money into the United States legally and above board. I land here, I don't want to buy a condo. What do I look at next?
Well, if you want to do business or invest here, I think
companies?
There are companies to buy. There are a lot of Brazilian technology inventors, investors, people. You know, people from Brazil are very, you know, there's a lot of educated people. They can get a job at a company here. They can start their own business. The first thing to do, though, is besides finding a place to live, is if you want to do business, you need to talk to a lawyer. And I'm an example of those who can sort of orient you. One of the things they love is how easy it is to set up a business, set up a company. In Brazil, you've got to get a notary and bells and whistles and witnesses and register in 30 days and get a stamp for this and a stamp for that.
But you got to pay double for that, huh?
Yeah, well, more. And it's a hassle. Here, they want a company. I'll sign for you. I'll put it on the internet today. The ease of avoiding the bureaucracy is something that continues to them. They think there's got to be a catch. How can you do it so easy? Oh, no problem. We can get it done. And one of the things that helps us also is that over the years, foreigners that invest or do business on an affinity basis, the German that comes to do business with the German and the French of the French, and I've seen that on investment situations where people got burned. And over time, I think it's an advantage to be an American working at a solid traditional firm like Carlton Fields. It's been around since 1901, you know, from the former governor way back in Tampa. So the idea for the Brazilians that they're dealing with a real reputable American law firm and not just a countryman who talks the language and talks the good game. We've got the language covered. We've got the culture covered. But we can show that we have serious pros in each of the areas that they need.
And wasn't Jay Steinman in an original team in Tampa?
In Tampa, I don't know. Jay was he's been around since 83, as I have, practicing real estate law. And he and his real estate team are valuable members on all the things we do with the Brazilians. And they know that we'll have the top quality work done for them and that they'll get state-of-the-art agreements and protection. It didn't used to be that way. There have been cases in the past where, you know, Brazilians went to the local, you know, Brazilian-American lawyer they were referred to and things didn't work out that well, or the Brazilian real estate broker that didn't always take care of them. It's not just a Brazilian thing. Again, I've seen bad examples with Germans and with French and possibly with other countries.
Yeah, but Brazil kicks a good soccer ball, so
that's
talking about that.
Germans,
well, the Germans do too, you know. So, but we're not. Well, we do talk about sports. Wanda, how much more time do I have in the show today?
2 minutes.
Well, I guess we got 2 minutes. Might be my 2 minutes. Dos minutos. So I want to thank.
Right.
No, I want to thank you
sure.
So much for coming in, Bob McCauley. He's a shareholder at Carlton Fields. Bob, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they find you? And go slow, Jets fans, listen.
Right. The email is rmacaulay, R-M-A-C-A-U-L-A-Y at cfjblaw.com. That's the best way to reach me. That's rmacaulay at cfjblaw.com. You just go on the cfjblaw.com website. You can find the bio and find out all about the firm. And I just enjoy helping foreigners navigate through the waters here. And what's fun is that to do the marketing here, you just do a good job for one, they give you a referral to another. And with the internet, you're just one click away from another good referral.
Well, Bob, I want to thank you for putting up with our scheduling difficulty today. Wanda, you got to go out there and see when people are out there next time, miss.
No problem.
Okay, that's all you're going to say today here now.
Listen.
Okay. I want to thank Bob and the folks at Carlton Fields for coming on the show today. I want to thank Jose Serrano, our CCIM voice. Tarek, I'm going to thank you, even though you didn't get on the show. We're going to have Tarek back in the next week or two talking about how to work out and stay fit this summer. I want to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Kind Snacks, our sponsors at Kind Snacks, Tarek Maddox, U Health, the CCIMs, of course, Warren Henry, the NFL alumni, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida, U Health. Thank you, of course, to our listeners, because without you, I got no show. Please go to our Facebook page, like the show, and tell your friends. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. We're going to have a reprise of our show talking about E-Trade. Talking about eMERGE. eMERGE will be on. Javier will be on. We'll have the folks from Early Shares and also the Knight Foundation and UHealth. That's next week. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger and you don't mess around with Jim Badoo.